This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and Alan Green from Brand Communications. And now with us in the studio is David Paul from VectorVest. David, great to have you with us today.
Good morning.
So let's start with VectorVest. What exactly is this?
Okay, well, VectorVest is an analytical tool for the stock market. It's the only analytical tool in the stock market that fully integrates the fundamental position of a share, which I define as the search for the true value of a share, with the technical position of a share, which is a study of trends and turning points. So as my old friend Zach, who normally sits in that chair, says, it's the best of both worlds. Okay, trying to put together. Mostly, a program is very fundamental in nature or very technical in nature. We try and put both pieces together. If you go to an investment meeting, the fundamental analysts are on one side of the room, the technical analysts are at the other side of the room, and they don't speak until the second drink, and then they throw abuse at each other for the rest of the evening.
And even the old punch.
Yes.
So talk me through how it works exactly then.
Pardon?
Talk me through how it works exactly then.
Okay, well, every day we put a value to every share in the stock market. We put a factor to the safety of the earnings, and we put a number to the trend. We then put those all together into our master indicator, which is called VST, value, safety, and trend. And thus we actually look at both the technical position and the fundamental position within the one single number. When a computer gets a number, it can scan through the database and find shares that fulfill that criteria. So in a nutshell, it's a conservative program in its vanilla fashion. We're looking for shares that are undervalued, shares that are growing their earnings aggressively and safely, that are rising, and we want to buy the darn things when the general market is rising. Yeah. And if you tick all the boxes, you get very lucky. Okay, and I am a tick-the-boxes, boring type trader. And when I stop ticking the boxes, then my hit rate goes down.
Yeah.
So there's a great book out there called Trading in the Zone by a chap called Mark Douglas, and he talks about the evolution of a trader, where we start off with the mechanical approach, and then when the mechanical approach really works well for you, you can start to become more intuitive in your approach. I haven't been able to. When I start to move personally to the intuitive style, my hit rate goes down, and when I lose a few, I have to back up and start ticking the boxes again, and VectorVest is really good at ticking the boxes.
Okay, so let's move on to the slides then, and what do we have in this first one?
Well, this is the VectorVest Composite, which is a composite indicator of all of the shares that we follow in the London market on an AIM. It's 2,200 shares in total. The candle chart at the top is the price of the VectorVest composite, and the little red and green triangles that you should be able to see are in fact our longest and most conservative signal. We give a sell signal on the London market on the first trading day of this year, and that the market sold off, if you remember, aggressively into February. Then on February the 22nd, we gave a buy signal for the London market, which was in fact carried right through the whole year until we got that red triangle about a month ago. And for about the last 3 weeks or now, VectorVest has been saying this: you should be very, very careful within this market. Some of the short-term signals have turned up, but this long-term measure of the trend is still down. So in VectorVest speak, in the general market today, we have what we call an up-down situation, where the short-term trend is up, the longer-term trend is down. Of note, on the oscillator, we have quite a positive situation. This is what technicians refer to as reverse divergence. The price is making a rising bottom, the indicator is making a falling bottom, and some technicians call that a slingshot, and that's quite positive. And based on the short-term trend moving up and that slingshot, I've in fact started to accumulate a couple of positions and add to some positions, okay, in the last day or two. So reasonably positive. The American market moving very strongly, as you know. Market likes parallels, and many people, Wall Street, are making this parallel between what's happening now with Mr. Trump taking over and what happened in 1981 when Ronald Reagan took over. They love parallels. However, the situation is very, very, very different. In 1981, when Reagan took over, bonds were paying 15%. Now, the bonds are now paying, 2.5%?
Sure. Yeah.
And that's even after this rally in yields over the last fortnight. Yep. Up until that, paying 1.6%. Cyclically adjusted earnings in 1981 were 12 or 13, now they're 25, so a completely different situation. But nevertheless, Wall Street loves parallels, and that's the parallel that they're making at the moment. Okay,
so let's move on to the next slide.
Okay, well, this is Carnival. Everybody that I know would seem to be either coming off a cruise or going on a cruise.
or some people are just staying on the cruise ships full stop.
Or just
actually living
keep
there.
Going,
yeah.
Yes. Well, the green, just to explain the chart, the green line above the price action is our valuation of Carnival. So we believe that Carnival is significantly undervalued. The blue line in the window below the price action is, in fact, our earnings per share, which is rising. And this FTSE 100 company has doubled its earnings in the last year, which is quite something for a company of this size. It's moved sideways in what technicians refer to as a continuation pattern or a symmetrical triangle. And the symmetrical triangle's got a textbook five-wave structure. It broke out of that the other day, and it's broken up through a 52-week high, and I think that there's a fair amount of blue sky ahead for Carnival. I'm personally on board over the last week or so.
Good. Next slide.
Okay, well, this is a small cap called Sofion. The same sort of chart, significantly undervalued, earnings per share rising, moving sideways in a pennant-type pattern. It was up, this is Friday's close. I had to do this for the guys yesterday afternoon. It was up a tad or two yesterday. I think at the top of the screen there, you can see the green and the red. And that's our buy and sell signal. So I would wait. I'm already aboard, but I would wait for it to break out of that little pennant. So I think everybody should watch that. And the target on that would be a big, big percentage move if it can get through that level. I think it will. I think it will.
I did look at the fundamentals of Sofian actually a few weeks ago, and they're very strong. There was an article on the VectorVest website that I think was written by you about Sofian, supported by a very strong set of results and a very strong outlook from the CEO too. So
it's a cracking little company. I think it's a long way to go. There's absolutely ab dynamics manufactures testing equipment for the motor industry, and again a very similar format. If you keep it simple with VectorVest, it's quite easy to make some money. Undervalued, earnings per share rising. Benjamin Graham says in The Intelligent Investor of 1933 odd that earnings per share growth is the engine that drives the share price. And we have another five-wave continuation pattern, this time an ascending triangle. It's doing its best to get out of that ascending triangle. Came off a tad yesterday, but looks to me as if it wants to break and break strongly soon.
Okay, let's move to the next slide.
Well, the last one is a company that's just come onto our radar a few weeks ago. It's the John Lang Group, and this is a large infrastructural group with tentacles all over the world in greenfield projects, etc. We've revalued the share markedly over the last 2 months. It's now trading in an ascending triangle. Earnings per share are rising, maybe not as nicely as I would like, and again, I would wait for that to break on the upside. I think there's a lot of potential, especially with the infrastructural projects that have been mooted worldwide. There's a lot of potential for the share, and it has got a big asset management side in the John Laird Infrastructural Fund, which I really like as well, if you're interested in yield. So I think a very well-balanced company, well-balanced around the world, and again, the fundamental position and the technical position saying yes.
Yep. Yeah. And what would you say your trade of the day is finally?
I think that if you're a conservative investor, Carnival looks as if it's got lots and lots of legs. I think that if you like small caps, there's more risk in small caps, but there's more reward percentage-wise than Absolute Dynamics or Sofion. I think probably Sofion would be the biggest percentage move in a small cap.
Okay, super. So we have the contact slide there if anybody needs to have that information there.
Well, yes, that's right, David Paul, david.paul@vectorvest.com. I'm running a seminar tonight in central London in Bloomsbury. Everybody's welcome.
Sounds good. David, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers. David Paul there from Vector.